that 15,
we got him this
man.
Game! We got him!
And a pottery barn and possibly an Ulta as well. We believe they've all been hit overnight.
Yes, that is Chicago citizens using a luxury car as a battering ram in the Magic Mile District to break into stores and riot. And we are going to be covering these events that took place last night here on another episode of Slightly Offensive. Welcome back to this show with your favorite host, me, Elijah Schaefer. Please remember, if you want to support us, the reports that, by the way, I want to point this out, the mainstream media will not report on. These are actual screenshots from Apple News homepage, from CNN top of their page, from MSNBC, and no mention of these riots. Not even a single word. Now, Fox News did cover it. I'm not a big fan of corporate media in general, but that's why you have independent media. That's why we exist, and that's why I need your support. So go to blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive. Use my code Elijah to get a subscription to Blaze. It directly helps the show, supports me in all the trips, everything else. And if you don't want to get a subscription and you want all your content for free, that's okay. We're demonetized here on YouTube, so we try to find ways to fund the show. You can also just click the links and subscribe on Spotify or Apple iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review and maybe a little word, a nice thing, even if you don't listen. It really helps the show out a lot. It's free. It doesn't hurt you. It helps me. Let's just make it a deal. Anyway, let's jump into this. So what you just saw there was what was going on in Chicago. And I want to break down these riots in just a few videos. Let's talk about them. So I was perusing online and this video came up randomly. It pretty much has no sound. Check this out. So there's a dumpster that's on fire, right? And you see police are attending to it. And I'm going, what is going on? What is happening here? And I'm looking at the tags. I'm going, oh my gosh, there's a riot breaking out in Chicago. What is going on? Because if you could remember, the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, my downstairs neighbor probably thinks I have a heavy foot. So I think it's funny. He calls me Mr. Heavyfoot and she's Mrs. Lightfoot. In reality, if you want to know who she is, that's her, Lori Lightfoot. She also kind of looks like Beetlejuice. And I don't want to be rude. She looks like if demons are real, which I believe they are, she is a demon the way she looks. And I'm not supposed to attack people's looks, but really creepy looking woman. Anyway, it was just a little while ago on June 26th of 2020 that Donald Trump, when sending federal agents into Portland, she didn't want them in Chicago, saying that they were able to hold their own. This tweet from her from June 26th, 2020 says, "I don't need leadership lessons from Donald Trump." And then again, just a few weeks ago on July 21st, 2020, she says, "Under no circumstances will I allow Donald Trump's troops to come to Chicago and terrorize our residents." Well, Beetlejuice, you terrorize children's dreams with images of your face. But anyway, on the real note, maybe she really did need some leadership lessons from Donald Trump, because unfortunately for us, big cities are becoming accustomed to violence and businesses in downtown regions are having to accept the fact that their stores are not safe. I want to show you this clip here of how confident looters are, and I'm going to explain why they're so confident. The Chicago looters were not chaotic. They were not scared. The acceptance of violence, looting, vandalism around the country has emboldened criminals, right? It has emboldened them to just feel like they're not going to go to jail. And we'll talk about the reason why, but look at this. Okay, so if you saw how calmly those people were just walking in and out of the store, it's like they don't care. They were just perusing, getting their daily fix of whatever they needed to get from Target. And this brings up a really important question. Why are they so relaxed? Why do they not care? And even the mayor understands that there are some corruption. We're going to read an article about that. Before we jump any further, I do want to read this article to you from the Chicago Tribune, which did cover this, titled "The Aftermath of Looting in Downtown Chicago, 13 Cops Injured, 2 People Shot, More Than 100 Arrests." In the Mag Mile is trash. And you see here workers picking up the remains. Maybe it's white workers picking up the remains from Black Lives Matter protesters that were predominantly black. Not that there's a relation, just pointing that out, because we like to point out race in literally everything, apparently. But hundreds of people swept through the Magnificent Mile and other parts of downtown Chicago early Monday, smashing windows, looting stores, confronting police, and at one point exchanging gunfire with officers. Okay, so they're not peaceful protesters. I get that. But more than 100 people were arrested as of 9 a.m., according to the Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown. 13 officers were injured during the unrest, including a sergeant who was hit by a bottle. I watched that on video. A civilian and private security guard were shot and wounded. It goes down to say, this is where Mayor Lori Lightfoot actually stepped up her game. I'm actually proud of her for saying this. If you're gonna look like the epitome of a child's nightmare, at least have some gracious words. Amen. What occurred in our downtown and surrounding communities was abject criminal behavior, pure and simple, Mayor Lori Lightfoot said, and there cannot be an excuse for it, period. So she's not making an excuse. So if the mayor's not making an excuse, who is? That's the question. City officials said the seeds for the violent crime spree were sown on social media Sunday afternoon following an officer-involved shooting in the Inglewood neighborhood. Officers shot and wounded a 20-year-old man Sunday after he fired shots at them while being chased. So get this straight. These riots were in response to a man getting shot. From what I read, he was a black man, but a black guy getting shot by police after he shot at the police. So we're living in a world now where there's riots and violence when police use violence, whether it's justified or not, which is where the Black Lives Matter movement doesn't even make sense. It's like, well, you don't want unarmed black people getting killed, but what is a cop supposed to do in a situation where someone's armed? Just allow himself to be killed? Of course not. Right? He's got a family too. It's absolute madness. But you go, well, did the riots really happen just because the man was, you know, killed? No, of course. Like a lot of these groups do, they lie. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Of course, he's in stable condition. Nice interracial ad and just making sure we're all getting along and we drink wine. And yeah, but anyway. More than an hour after the shooting, police and witnesses said a crowd of about 30 people faced off against officers holding a police line, including the police shot and wounded. During a scuffle, if you go down here, where is this at? It talks about the fact, I'm not going to get into this, this is really long, but it talks about the fact that as the police held a line, disinformation went through the camp, and they said that the police shot a child. And there was actually many tweets that are now deleted where people were saying, the police shot a child, go riot, go loot, etc. And you can look at this on the Chicago PD. It's really crazy. So there was a lie that police shot an unarmed child, which is just like doesn't, you know, it's just not happening. Well, check this out. So what's really crazy right here and what you're going to notice is this is a Walgreens being looted in Chicago. The man who shot this said that he called the police to respond to the incident and they wouldn't. Shocker there. He actually said that the police would not respond to this, which reminds you that you are on your own. You are completely on your own. When it comes to these violent protests, you are not safe. The police cannot protect you. It's absolute madness out there, guys. It's insanity. You don't even understand, possibly, or even realize the true extent of what's actually going on. The police allow this to happen because why? Number one, they're discouraged to arrest people because the district attorneys will let people go. Check this out. At the bottom of this article, where is this one? City officials will restrict access to the downtown, et cetera, et cetera. And it says that people are running out of PNC Bank. Its windows were smashed at Huron and State Streets down the block. Oh, you can't see that, huh? Down the block, other stores, including a Sally Beauty Supply store, had been cleaned out by vandals. Other parts of downtown, including around Grand and Wabash Avenues, were littered with trash. Crowds repeatedly tried to bash in the windows of the Omega Watch store at Delaware Place and Michigan Avenue. What does the police officer say? The watch store, look at that right there. The watch store, one officer said, they're going to get it eventually. Like, look at this. Go home, one cop shouted. You go home, someone shouted apparently back at the officer. I mean, we're talking about an absolute dystopian Joker world where the police have pretty much no authority. And the DA, which is the district attorney of the state, is accused of actually releasing violent felons and criminals that were arrested during the last riots in name of George Floyd. Because nothing says I got to get, you know, in the name of George Floyd, like stealing some Omega watches. But anyway, that's not to be concerned with the truth here. We're not worried about that. That would be more important. Let's talk about what these rioters do and what the media pushes. This man had his foot broken while rioting, and he's complaining and crying about police brutality. You can't make this up.
So, see, I swear to God, the police down here is not playing fair, Jay. I swear to God. People just broke my foot. I can't fucking walk. I swear to God, Jay. So I cannot walk, Jay. The police done broke my foot, bro.
Okay, anyway. Yeah, this man's crying like, they messed me up. They broke my foot. Dude, you're rioting. You're looting. Maybe you deserved it. I don't know. Maybe you deserved worse. If I had anything to say about it, these people would be in prison. But, hey, of course I don't, because the people don't have a say-so anymore in their government or in the way their cities are run. But Lori Lightfoot brought this up. You know, they have a task force working to identify these people strategically. And because there's an issue. These people are so stupid. They're on live TV. They're being recorded. But they're also live streaming their robberies. They are tagging each other, putting their first names, showing faces. Look at this. This is a new trend of broadcasting. That guy was live streaming, by the way. That was a live stream. Look at this, there's another live stream.
Look at him! Oh my gosh! Get that shit dead, hold on!
They're animals. They're savages. These are just the worst kind of criminals. And if you want to call me racist for saying that, you can't call black people animals. No, I'm not calling them animals because of their skin color. I'm calling them animals because they're behaving like animals. And even Lori Lightfoot, who is black, also said that. And remember, guys, I myself am black. We are all people of color. Some of us are people of colorlessness. But others of us are just less melanated than others. And I gotta say, I like being a person of color. It gives me a lot of authority to be both woke and ignorant at the same time. Because I can do whatever I want with absolute autonomy. That's real privilege. I have real privilege, and you guys can't take it away from me anyway. They're live streaming, and these are just the dumbest people, dumbest criminals, and they really are idiotic by extents that you can't even understand. I mean, look at this. This is an Apple store being looted. Apple, by the way, which is promoting Black Lives Matter and promoting this movement. And this movement, I forgot to put the tweet, but it was actually sponsored by actual Black Lives Matter. Chicago Black Lives Matter talked about this event and therefore helped start it. That's actually a true statement. Anyway, look at this. Look at even this guy on the camera going like, what is going on here? Check this out.
But the tactic does seem to be, for the most part, that people have been pulling up in vehicles. That's what we saw a short time ago and what the alderman had said he had seen downtown this morning as well. I'm just not sure if they pulled up in vehicles as well or if they came on foot. Now you can see they're leaving the store. We can see if they get into those vehicles or not. And they are getting into vehicles right there on the right-hand side of your screen. And those vehicles are pulling off.
I mean, these people are on camera. And they're trying to arrest more of these individuals. I hope they do, because it's about time we set a precedent that if you commit a crime like this, if you vandalize American business, you'll go to prison, you'll go to jail. And these district attorneys that are Soros-funded, and you think that's a conspiracy theory, it's not. It's actually, I've looked into some of these DAs, including the one in Louisville, and I keep finding investments from Open Borders Foundation and different foundations that are tied to George Soros. Not that he's depositing the checks, it's just that organizations and foundations tied to his money and his group and I guess just his wealth, right? Whatever, wherever he gets it from, whoever's involved in this, these people are investing in these DAs who are letting criminals go, and they're trying to sow dysfunction. We talked about that and why that happens on previous podcasts. But not only are they stupid and they're doing that, but things in Chicago are immensely violent. Check out this video of actually gunshots going off. This is crazy. Do you see that? Like the little emojis go up on the live stream. Like people are live streaming this and watching it like it's entertainment. It's not just, it's not entertainment at all. This is American cities finding themselves to be at the verge of a civil war. You know, I know that the city goes, well, you know, we're not going to let this happen again. Where were you during George Floyd riots when it happened the first time? Where were you for the following weeks when it continued to happen? Where have you been condemning the violence in other cities? Where have you been condemning the surge in violence in Portland, in Seattle, in New York? 348% in New York rise in violent crime. Where are you, leaders, mayors? You're not to be found. You're not to be heard. Why? Because you're a part of this plan. You want to destroy America. We understand that. We know that. And that's why we, the people, know that you are not for us, by us, or of us. And so we arm ourselves. And we continue to wage and get ready for what we know is imminent. My name is Elijah Schaefer. Thank you so much again for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive. Please always like, share, and subscribe to keep independent media and journalism alive. Please always figure out ways to support the show. Maybe go to blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive using my code in the description, or perhaps you could just leave that free 5-star review. It helps me out a lot. Anyway, have a great rest of the week, as always, and may God bless the United States of America. I am signing out.